Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1164, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, in the writing, it's shir number 316. We're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Makayim. So an interesting question came up that actually was presented to Rav Hirschfeld Shlita in Cleveland, and that is, we spoke about in the past in reference to keeping, but if one is eating with other people at the table, right? You're eating shahakal or adama or eitz, or you're eating ice cream or chocolates, candies, whatever. So you're eating together with a few people or even one person, friends and or family, and now one of the persons left. Now, when they came back, the other people were still eating, still involved in eating, you know, together, or they're still eating the food or whatever the case is. So then we said, no new brach is needed. In other words, somebody had to go a few blocks away to pick up the child or whatever, they had to go turn off something at home, this and that, whatever the case might be. They come back, their friends, their family, they're still eating together, even though it might be a shahakal or etzu adama. So then no new bracha is needed because of the fact that the connection remains, and they left over, because they left over the people over there that are continuing to eat, the friends, family, whatever. So then the connection remains, and they would not need a new bracha when they come back and to continue eating in the same place. But there's an interesting question. What happens? What happens like this? If somebody left the, you know, a couple of people that they were eating together with chocolates, nuts, whatever, they were sitting and schmoozing and snacking. And let's say, for example, just to give an example, one of the women had to run home to turn off the oven, right? They had something cooking in the oven, they had to go home and turn off the oven. Or somebody else had to run out to go pick up their child, right? So just to give an example, or possibly somebody had to run back to the office. Their office is a block away. They were sitting and eating in a certain place, but they had to run back to the office to take care of something, and they 5-10 minutes, they'll be back, 15 minutes, whatever. But it's a real shinoi makom. They're leaving for a while, for 20 minutes, whatever, and it could be 2 blocks away. Okay. But be it as it may, what do they want to do now? The people are still sitting there snacking, their friends or their family in the original place. Now they went back to the office, they went back to the house, and they had a couple of chocolates with them, right? Or they had a couple of nuts with them, even from the original nuts or chocolates or whatever it might be that they're eating. It has to be shahakal way to adama. It doesn't have to be, but if it's a shahakal way to adama, whereby shinoi makom applies, now they went back home, they went back to the office, and they want to, you know, munch a little bit more on some chocolates or some nuts or almonds or cashews, whatever, that they took along with them. So what is the halacha? Do we say that the people are still over there eating, that they sat down together with to eat, right, originally, so therefore maybe you don't need a new bracha in the office or at home when you went back home? Or do we say no? What does one have to do with another? You now left, like we said, you left the original people over there, and now you came back home, so now you're going to need a new bracha. But then what's happening is the person, they came back. In other words, 15 minutes, 20 minutes later, whatever, even 10 minutes later, they came back to the original place, and those, you know, person, people, friends, family, whatever, were still sitting there snacking and munching on the chocolates and nuts or whatever the case might be. So what do you do now? So do you need a bracha when you get home or to the office? And then do you need a new bracha when you come back to the, you know, the place whereby you were all eating together and the same people are still there snacking on their snack? Do you need a new bracha over there? That is the question. So it's interesting to note that Rav Hirschfeld Paskin that Lamaisa, when you get home, or when you get back to the office, and you want to continue, and you want to eat a munch over there on some of the chocolates, almonds, or whatever it is that it might be, even though you took some from the original location, and even though those other people are still there munching away over there in the other place, you would need a new bracha, a new shahakal, a new ha'etz, whatever it is, in your house or in the office. Now, when you come, then you would need a new bracha in the house or office because it's a totally different place. It's a real shinoi makom. Now, let's say the person decides after a few minutes, they finished doing what they did. They turned off the oven. They picked up the child. They did something in the office, whatever they had to do. Now they came back to the original people who were there. They were still eating. They were still continuing to eat, right? They didn't move from that place, from that location. So now you want to continue. So then said Rav Hirschfeld, no, so over there, you would not need a new bracha. Now you want to continue eating there. You would not need a new bracha. Why? Because it's sort of like a two-way street, if you want to call it. When they went home or when they went to the office, they broke off. It was a total break-off from the original people. So therefore, you would need a new shahakal, a new hadamo, or a new ha'etz when you got home, when you got to the office. Now, when you went back to the original people, now the connection comes back into play. In other words, we don't say that, oh, you cut off and that's it. Now, when you come back, you need a new bracha because you cut off. The rope was cut. I can't tape it together. No, the answer is that the rope was cut. Very nice. The rope was cut. cut when you get to the office at home. So then you need a new bracha. But when you came back to the people, the connection came back into play. And then you would not need a new bracha when you come back to the original place. If those people are still, or at least one of the people are still there eating and munching on the chocolates. I'm giving an example, chocolates, nuts, whatever it is, or ice cream that they were still eating. And the original people that you left there originally are there. So now you would not need a new bracha if you want to continue eating over there. But when you get home into the office to do something for those few minutes, in that place you would need a new bracha because that has nothing to do with the original people. So that's a very interesting case how it could come up that mamish, you know, in between the leaving the people and coming back, when you come back, you don't need a bracha. But in between, if you ate somewhere else, right, then you would need a new bracha. So that's how we look at it. That's how the bottom line, that the connection is broken when you left, but when you come back, it comes back into play. It does not affect, the fact that you left does not affect it afterwards, and it comes back into play. And therefore, when you come back, if you want to continue eating the chocolates, nuts, or whatever with the original people, as long as they are still there and they are still eating, you would not need a new bracha in that place. But again, in the office or at home, you would need a new bracha. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Racha Kol Tov.